Well, today we continue our commentary on Jesus' Last Supper discourse. These beautiful chapters in John where the Lord is speaking heart to heart with his disciples before his death. And the Lord gives us the image today of the vine and the branches. He says, "I am the true vine." Jesus often uses those words, "I am," to tell us that I am the way, the truth, or the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. And today he says, "I am the true vine." Now, the vineyard was always used as a symbol for Israel. Even today, the nation of Israel has on their emblem the vine, the vineyard, because it's always been considered God's vineyard. But Jesus now says that he is the true vine, and his Father is the vine grower. He says, "I take away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit." So Jesus gives us the image that he is the vine, we are the branches. We need to remain in Christ. It says, "Remain in me as I remain in you." If a branch is broken off of the vine, it begins to shrivel up and die and can no longer bear fruit. Well, how does this apply to our life? Well, we want to be one with Christ. We want to be united with Christ. This happens to us at our baptism. At our baptism, original sin is washed away. At baptism, we receive sanctifying grace, the very life of God within our souls. That's when we become grafted onto the vine who is Jesus Christ. And this relationship, this oneness that we have with Jesus is nourished every time we receive Holy Communion. The grace of Jesus comes to us through his presence in the Holy Eucharist, the sacraments, prayer. These things nurture our spiritual life. These things give us the sap, the grace that runs from the vine into the branches. And we grow in our union with God so that we can bear much fruit, the fruit of holiness, the fruit of virtue, the fruit of evangelization, the fruit of saving souls. See, this is what we're called to do. Now, of course, if we commit serious sin, mortal sin, we lose sanctifying grace. How do we get it back? Through repentance and through confession. The sacrament of confession regrafts us onto Christ so that we can then again bear much fruit. So the Lord reminds us today that he is the vine, we are the branches. He says he wants us to bear fruit. But notice he also says, even the branches that do bear fruit, he says, the vine grower will prune so that it bears even more fruit. And this is something I think in the spiritual life that we have to consider. When you go through difficulties, when you go through sufferings, financial struggles, relationship struggles, health struggles, these are God's pruning. As the Bible says, for those who love God, all things work together for the good. God only allows bad things to happen to bring about a greater good. So whenever you're going through suffering, realize that God is pruning you so that you become holier, so you can bear more fruit. That's how we should always look at difficulties. That's how the saints looked at their difficulties, like Mother Angelica, the suffering she went through. She offered them up for her network to save souls. She was pruned many times in different ways, you know, physical illness and other challenges and difficulties. And yet she united that to Christ and she bore much fruit. We're called to remain in Jesus and have him remain in us. We don't want to be a broken branch. off the vine. It says if we do, ultimately, we shrivel and die and people will cast us into the fire, Jesus says. Those who do not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire where they will be burned. That's an image of hell. That those who die in unrepentant mortal sin, who have broken themselves off of Christ and remain that way, sadly, shrivel and die. But Jesus wants us to remain one with Him through daily prayer, through regular Holy Communion, frequent confession, spiritual reading, and to realize that if we are called to bear much fruit, we have to accept the difficulties and challenges and crosses, toils and disappointments of life, the sufferings that the Lord allows us to experience. We unite them to Jesus so that we can even bear more fruit and to grow in holiness, to grow in union with the Lord, and to, it says, eventually produce much fruit that will glorify the Heavenly Father.